I'm Mike Frazier, and this is WISO Today for Friday, February 6th. Immigrants and their advocates are still preparing for a possible surge of ICE agents as the Trump administration appeals a judge's ruling extending legal protections to Haitians. But Governor Mike DeWine says the state has also been working on one potential concern, the kids who might be left behind. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
DeWine says there have been around 1,300 children born to Haitians at Mercy Health, a primary hospital in Springfield, but there could be more. He says the state has worked on plans if temporary protected status ends and there's an ICE surge, and there will be kids of Haitians who are U.S. citizens without parents around.
So we've already started working through the children's services and reached out to other children's services. I think we have about 40 of them, of the counties around the state, who will be there to help any way that they can. So that's a concern.
DeWine says charitable groups are also working to get passports for those kids. DeWine opposes Haitians losing TPS status, which puts him at odds with his fellow Republicans, President Trump, and Ohio U.S. Senator Bernie Moreno. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Two GOP state lawmakers want Ohio to enact harsher penalties for protesters who disturb religious services. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson reports.
House Bill 662 would make it a fifth-degree felony to, quote, obstruct or interfere services at churches, synagogues, mosques. Current law has it as a misdemeanor. It comes after viral video out of Minnesota of anti-immigration and customs enforcement protesters disturbing a Sunday service over a pastor's alleged job with ICE. Here's Republican Representative Tex Fisher.
I do worry that this could become more common, and ultimately that's what we're trying to stop. We want to stop this from happening before we have to arrest people and put them in jail, just to send a very strong message, don't do this in Ohio.
Fisher says he's going to amend HB 662 to give the state attorney general the ability to bring charges if local prosecutors don't. Sarah Donaldson, the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Ohio is among more than 40 states that allow high school athletes to strike name, image, and likeness deals, also known as NILs. This comes after a vote of the members of the Ohio High School Athletic Association back in November. Two Republican lawmakers, however, want to pull that back and ban NIL deals for student athletes starting in middle school. Once again, State House correspondent Karen Kassler.
Representatives Adam Byrd and Mike Odioso say taxpayer money goes to public schools for student athletes to learn, not to earn an income. Odioso coached football at St. Xavier in Cincinnati and says banning NIL for Ohio middle and high school athletes could open up spots on teams for average kids who aren't looking for the pipeline to college and the pros.
If it creates a disadvantage for Ohio colleges in recruiting and getting the best athletes in, I'm not going to shed a tear on that.
The sponsors also say NIL deals will be a financial burden on schools to keep athletes eligible. The Ohio High School Athletic Association says NIL at the high school level is very different than at college. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
A proposed solar farm in Dayton called Gem City Solar is moving forward after a new agreement with AEP Energy. As WISO's environmental reporter Adriana Martinez-Smiley tells us, the project is expected to yield major savings for some Dayton residents.
Gem City Solar is a 300-acre solar farm proposed for West Dayton. A new agreement between the City of Dayton, AEP Energy, and Sustainable Ohio Public Energy Council establishes one of the largest community solar agreements within a U.S. city limit. Through the agreement, Gem City Solar will generate about 30% of the energy load for Dayton's residential electric aggregation program for 25 years. Based on market trends, Dayton's sustainability manager Meg Maloney estimates it will lead to $42 million in savings for program customers in that time.
And it is not only creating a state precedent, but a national precedent in how communities can purchase energy and actually give it to their residents.
Gem City Solar is poised to become the largest solar farm in the city of Dayton. It's expected to be operational by 2028. For WISO News, I'm Adriana Martinez-Smiley.
Snow should come to an end later this afternoon, although some snow showers and some flurries are still possible tonight. Temperature is expected to peak in the mid-30s, but then cold air is going to blast in behind that. That'll bring temperatures down into the single digits tonight and cause freezing over of areas that may have melted today because of the relatively mild temperatures. It's going to be a cold weekend. Should be dry, though, but temperatures will break into the 40s early next week. And that's WYSO Today for Friday, February 6th. I'm Mike Fraser.